Welcome back to another episode of Sexy Marriage Radio. And Merry Christmas to the Sexy Marriage Radio Nation.
Yeah.
And anybody that is listening to us, which if you're listening to us, you're in the nation. I mean, that's the way this whole thing works.
Thanks for listening.
Yes. Thanks for being a part of another year of Sexy Marriage Radio and helping make this community what it's become, because there's a lot of vibrancy going on at nation.smr.fm right now. And it's fantastic to watch the support, the help. There's even a couple this past week that jumped on that were new and disclosing some of the things that they're wrestling with, and watching two or three people saying, keep posting. This is a fantastic community that's built just for this.
Yeah.
And so shout out to Jessica for helping navigate a lot of what goes on there, and helping massage and encourage, and the way the nation does that carries the weight as well. So thank you so much for another great year on the platform. And we'll be talking about it a little bit as we get further into today. But a couple of things, just real quick housekeeping, since this is the last episode of 2025. Next episode will be the beginning of the year. No, it won't.
No, it's not.
I math well.
The next one is my birthday, we're just saying.
Oh, well, pro tip. Thanks for the reminder there,
yeah,
babe.
Yeah, just to help you out a little bit, babe. So,
no, but we do go into New Year's with the idea of the three words. And so when we get into 2026, part of the episode will be the three words. And so if you're new to Sexy Marriage Radio, this is the way we do New Year's resolutions, is we frame them with words, three words, rather than just what's one resolution of I want to get to the gym or something, you know. So we'll share that.
We just words give it, to live by.
Yeah, if people want to join in, be thinking of it, we'll put there's information on smr.fm about the three words you can find. And then also, beginning in January, is the next round of Men of His Word Mastermind groups will launch. And have already been doing some emails and prepping for men that are interested in 6 months to start 2026 in a way that maybe they haven't before, because they get a band of brothers that this is unlike most things men go through, is a mastermind group. And just watching the transformative nature that they can take is so humbling and honoring to be alongside. And watching these guys work and just really face themselves and face their relationships so much better. And
yeah, so, become better husbands, better people, better human beings.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's coming up in the new year. So if you're interested, email us, feedback@sexymarriageradio.com. We'll get me, and I can get you more information on how that happens. And so today's episode, everybody gets the full show because it's Christmas, and this will be a fun one. But it also will be a little bit of meddling one maybe that we're going to do, because this is... this is some content that's coming out of the new book I'm writing, which the rough draft is basically done. I say with all kinds of confidence in that. If you can pick it up.
Well, you're getting there.
It's coming.
Yeah,
coming more and more visible. And so, we're talking about everyday ways in how we shut down our spouses or other people because it gets uncomfortable, or they're saying something that we don't agree with, or it's a little harsh on the way they're dealing with things. And so we exit the conversation as far as the topic, and we pivot it to something else. And there's a lot of different ways we do this.
A lot of strategies, yeah.
A lot of different exit strategies. And so we're going to pick out only a few. We have a list of 24, which we will put out on the Nation's platform, which is nation.smr.fm. You can join for free. If you're already there, you'll find them. And so we're going to go through some of the big ones. We'll talk about some of the ones out of these big ones that we do, and what we're encouraging people to do on the platform is, which ones do you do? Claim them, because this is built on the idea of, if you can't see it, you can't change it. So if you can't see the principle that you do this, it's not likely we're going to change it, and we'll just keep doing it, and it'll wreak havoc, and we'll be wondering, why is everything going wrong? I don't understand why we can't talk about big things.
Why did they keep doing things?
There you go. And so this will be a fun conversation. So do you want to start, or do you want me to go with one of the big ones that jumps out to me?
I'll go.
Okay.
I'll go. I think one of my big ones that I saw on your list here was minimizing. And this is telling someone... my spouse, I do this, I feel like more with my kids, but I'm sure I do it with you as well. You're overreacting. It's not a big deal. calm down.
Where we try to make sense of something for somebody in
some ways. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the comment here is your reality, their reality doesn't count unless it's palatable to me.
Right.
So something may not be a big deal to me, but it is a big deal to them.
Right.
And I'm taking away, I'm minimizing the importance of what this topic is to them.
Yeah.
And that's a way to that's a quick way to hurt their feelings. To well,
it also
a disconnect.
Keeps it at a surface level because you're teaching, I can't handle this. Right. And so that's kind of what we'll do with what we'll point out is we'll also talk about what's actually being communicated in these strategies. Right? Like you just did there. If you minimize something, what you're actually saying is your reality doesn't mean as much to me unless it's palatable or I understand it. And so I'll dismiss it and minimize it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just saying that's a tough one for me because there's things that happen. It's like, really? That's a big deal to mm-hmm. you? Like, why are we making a mountain out of a molehill here?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know,
here's another one that's a similar vein, maybe.
Okay.
That'll be mine. This is number 7 in the list, that it's fix it mode as avoidance. That I got solutions, baby. You know, within the first 10, 15 seconds of me getting the details I need to know that I think is going to be disclosed to me, I got solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't always vocalize said solutions, but I start getting in my own head about said solutions and I'm not listening to whatever it is you're saying at that point then, because I'm already going through, well, you could do this. You could do this. What about that? Have you thought about this? What about this? Or I'll start asking more questions to get more details to then find the solution.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's what's actually being communicated in that is, you know, please stop feeling or stop sharing your emotions. Let's just solve the problem.
Yeah.
Because that's all that really matters.
Let's check this box and get that off of our
list. Which is interesting to me because one of the principles I really believe strongly in is many of life's problems aren't meant to be solved. They're just meant to be lived through because we don't actually have solutions to them because it would require each of us to change fundamentally to be more like each other, which is then creates just a whole different set of problems.
Mm.
And so fix it makes it to where you're looking at, well, let's just solve the problem. And it's real easy to do, which also then goes in a close one, number 10, which is precision stalling, which is, I want the details. You kind of pepper with all kinds of questions because you want more details than what they're sharing.
Yeah.
I'm reading your face.
Well, I think that one's kind of funny because so often in our home, we're like, whoa, 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 with the details. Like, that's way too much data. But certainly that is a way. I'm thinking through in my mind, I'm like, oh, stop it with the details already.
Okay, that's fair.
That's way too much.
But it's also so interesting because what happens when this happens too much where I'm needing more precision about the details because something doesn't compute, which is basically then diminishing what it is that's being shared that does matter to the person that's sharing.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, did you do this? What were they doing? Where were you here? And all that kind of, and it's that element of, It's like if I can get the whole scope of things, it'll be better rather than what matters in that moment is what they are sharing, what your partner, your kid, your friend is sharing.
Yeah.
Where they are in that moment and giving that room to breathe. And then you see what you do with it.
Sure. So one I fall victim to is intellectualizing and lawyering. So if you're online looking at this list, it's number 6. And what's funny is even right before we were getting on this call that's what I was doing, right? Well, I'm like, okay, look at the evidence here. Look at what's happening in this cycle of events.
She's not wrong with what she brought up this morning, but it is still this thing playing out.
Yeah, it's look at the evidence of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what the issue is or who's to blame or what the problem is just by laying out the evidence. In that situation, though, it's like I'm wanting to win all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's, we said this before, well, do you want to be married to a loser? I don't want to be married to a loser, right? Oh, look at me. I'm always a winner, but I'm married to a loser. And that may just be in my mind because I'm not opening my eyes to see who the real loser is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, both are in that regard, the way it turns out, because we don't ever get anything done and we keep this huge distance between us.
Yeah.
Speaking of distance, number four would be one of mine. I think I'm doing much, much better in my own opinion. I could be wrong. With present company, could have a varying degree of not agreeing with me on this one, but stonewalling and vanishing. Mm. I have been in my life very, very good at just going silent and basically going offline in my brain, but still staying physically present, but not anywhere near emotionally or mentally present.
There are points in our marriage where you wouldn't even stay physically present.
Absolutely. I would just leave.
No, it's a totally different. You're a different man now.
Yeah.
That was at one point early on. That was like Corey 1.0.
Mm-hmm. And this is the element of I would rabbit conflict.
Yeah.
I would run from it. And I would just shut down and leave. And so what I'm actually saying is that my comfort is conditional upon your comfort being okay with me, of maintaining. I'm only in it when it's comfortable for me. And so therefore you have to operate in certain ways for my comfort.
Yeah.
And man, this is a big one. And this is actually one of John Gottman's Four mm-hmm. Horsemen is the stonewalling, mm-hmm. which is the perpetual avoiding of things, becomes it just becomes a bigger and bigger problem when accompanied with other big issues that can come along with it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yay for that not being Corey.
Well,
10.0, where
the
you are
the bigger issue still, babe, just to be honest, is I can have times where I can stay physically present, but I've checked out mentally. I'm just going through the motions listening, sure. but I'm not actually listening.
Sure.
And on some day-to-day things, okay, that maybe was what happens. But when it's important things and you've checked out, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. I think one to highlight here is scorekeeping.
Mm. Where's the scoreboard?
Right. I've changed more than you. I've done this and you haven't. That one, because my gut is, and of course I'm not the therapist or the professional here, but my gut is this is one of them that's not necessarily vocalized. This is kept internally.
Right.
As some of these other things, maybe things that we spit out and spew out, but my gut is that the scorekeeping is more internalized and it keeps this distance between the spouses because maybe I'm thinking I'm taking a higher ground because I've done more than you. I've got a higher score than you. And I'm just acting holier than thou or something like that because I'm better. I'm the winner.
Is this one will coincide with some close cousins also on the list, one of which is the whataboutisms and the deflectionisms.
Sure.
Because I'm basically, if I come at it with but what about when you blah, 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 that's based on a scorekeeping thing.
Yeah.
And then also you just made the comment of the one I was just getting ready to go to, which is the moral superiority or the high ground of, well, yeah, but what about, you know, that doesn't, no, I'm so far above that now. I've grown beyond that now. And all that element where I think I've got high ground and I'm shutting something down, which is the same kind of, it's based off of scorekeeping. It's a mm-hmm. ranking. It's a hierarchy. Mm-hmm. And so several of these will kind of layer off of each other and overlap some. But that's one that's interesting to me is I'll do the moral superiority and I can have a really good Christian bent and spiritual bent to this on the superiority, but I can also have a for sure therapeutic bent on this of, do you even recognize what you're doing? And this is in my own head of,
right.
Do you realize how dysfunctional this whole thing is that you are so dysregulated and blah, 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 blah. Look at me. I'm operating so much better and all that.
Okay, rabbit.
But it's the idea of I'm using ideals to minimize and avoid my own impact of things. Like I'm above the fray. Mm-hmm. And so therefore I am not the cause of any, I'm not culpable for any of the dynamic that's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to say, if you listen to Sex and Marriage Radio on any length of time, in marriage, we all co-create everything. We're a culpable for everything in some way, shape, or form in marriage because it's a system.
We participate in the system.
And in parenting, same thing. And in friendships that have been any length of time, same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got one more and then I'll go one more.
Yeah. And the last one I was going to throw out there was scheduling as an avoidance, right? We got this perpetual, no, not now. We'll reschedule it. We'll put it off till later. This procrastinator syndrome that just never ends up getting to address something. And I see that not just as, well, we have this conversation that we need to have and I'm putting it off now. I think that's also in my own personal life. And there's things that I need to address to be a better me, to be a better wife, Christian, whatever. And I keep kicking it down the road. Oh, I'll do this in the next decade of my life. Once the kids are gone, I'll do this. Once things are done. And I think that that's certainly the topic that we're here right now is about how do we exit conflict with our spouse. But I think that that one is scheduling is avoidance.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's one that I see in my own life, just in any number of ways that I laid out.
Yeah, it's very, very easy to use external things to avoid the things that we don't really want to deal with or make us really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a huge one. And in mine, this is one of the things I think I fine-tuned as a rabbit because I was a very, very good rabbit. And so there's two actually I could clump together with this. One is sarcasm, but I'm going to use more of the idea of humor as a derail. And that's that element of I can make jokes, I can clown around, I can not take something serious to break the tension, right? To just crack a joke or make something funny, share something that is off topic or biting even. And so it's basically saying, let's not touch anything that's serious. Let's not touch anything that's heated. Mm-hmm. Because it's too uncomfortable. So let's put on a performance instead. Let's just make sure we're in good moods. As if that's the nirvana of life, is always be laughing.
And it's interesting where that line can be drawn, right? Because I think it's important to be able to laugh at life.
And at yourself.
To be able to laugh at ourselves. Mm-hmm. But there's a time and a place for that.
Well, but that's also the pivot of this. Because I think with each one of these, there's an element of when I turn the mirror back towards self better.
Yeah.
Or I do the plank and speck mentality and I see it as, okay, this is my plank I got to deal with. And so if I can learn to laugh at myself and my tendency, I could be humorous about my tendency. That's pivoting it towards dealing with what's going on in front of you better.
Yeah.
It still could be used as an avoidance strategy and an exit strategy, but it also is one I'm seeing me better here. Because that's the whole goal of this whole list is just to help us all realize there are ways we are minimizing, pushing, deflecting, debating, whatever, that are at our peril. And for sure have an impact on our marriage and our parenting and our friendship styles. Mm-hmm. And our being kids to our parents and employers or employees, right? And so if I can start to see these things, I get an opportunity to start recognizing I can change it. Because again, if I can't see it, I can't change it. Because it takes tremendous courage. If I look at my stonewalling, just as we kind of wrap this up today, if I look at the arc of my journey with stonewalling, it took a while. You would have pointed it out in various ways. You never used the word stonewalling to my memory, but there would be avoiding or we're not talking about these things, or I'd really like to talk about these. And you'd kind of let me know, but then you'd just wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And then it would come up again. But it wasn't until I actually started realizing I do that. I see that. I see that my tendency is when I get uncomfortable, I change the subject, I crack a joke, or I leave the room. What's that about? Right. And then I start changing and looking at my own plank in my eye. Thank you, Jesus, for the story. But it's realizing when I start to see it, now I can recognize, okay, do I want to do something about it or not? Because I really believe that once I see something, if I continue to do it, that's a different level of cruel, different level of obliviousness, different level. I can't use some of the same labels. Well, I just didn't know.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you did. And you still do it, which then means I'm okay with the impact of it. Okay, what does that say? And so you can start getting deeper into it. But it starts, the mouth of this whole thing is, I got to be able to see it. And so that's why we thought for the holidays, when we're stressed, high anxiety, high excitement too, because we can still be dysregulated with high excitement.
Yeah. A lot of these things are going to come out the next 2 weeks.
Yep. And so here's a great way to just put them on your radar. Come back to the list at nation.smr.fm. See what you notice and realize some of these kind of will layer off of each other. It's okay. But which one defines it most?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to choose from. And don't pick all 24, right? Just see which ones are the most prominent and pick a couple and then challenge yourself. All right. Look for it more.
How can I be better at this? Yeah. How can I not do this while I'm stressed and not throw these things out at my spouse over this holiday season?
Because there are several instances that come to my mind in our marriage where the pivots happened, where one of us saw something like this. We didn't have this list way back when, but you look at it and go, okay, wait, I realized I dismissed that on you when you brought that to me, and I quickly changed the subject. I don't want to do that. I apologize for that. What was it? And then we could try to pick it back up, and we get a little bit further down the road. And that's the whole point, right? We don't necessarily solve whatever the dilemma is that's fueling the thing, but we both orient better towards facing it. That's the goal. And when you can own yourself better and recognize your own strategies that get in your way, then you have an opportunity to own yourself better in front of your spouse and then hear what it is they have to say. Because it's going to require them to have to shift some too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I still remember vividly, I don't know if you remember this, but you came in our old house. I was in the den, pre-kids. You came out into the kitchen and you had a notepad because you wanted to talk through some long-term goal of something that also required we needed to look at the way we were stewarding our money and our finances. And anytime those conversations would happen, I would get really, really uncomfortable because I would see that as limiting, you're controlling, blah, blah, blah. And there's all this scripts that are the way I was raised that not talking about this because it was incredibly uncomfortable. And so I started shifting in my seat, and I don't think I was sarcastic. I don't remember completely, but I was doing little subtle micro signals to you to say, I don't want to talk about this, that your brain picked up on, and you then, oh, okay, so I guess you don't want to talk about that. I still remember that quote almost exactly. Right?
I don't remember the conversation at all, so I'm just going off of your memory.
It's a real good picture I've got in my mind of this instance. And so I was like, this was one of my better moments where I was looking back at it, actually starting to do what we're talking about today, where it's like, honey, hold on. Just because I'm uncomfortable with this, don't let that stop what you want to bring up. Keep talking. But what was interesting is in that moment, you had to embrace your discomfort of it too, because of what I was not reacting well.
Yeah. Hard to bring up things when you are perceiving that the spouse doesn't want to discuss it.
Right. And so then that brings into clarity, how am I bringing up what matters to me? Because I could bring it up in ways that are really attacking, and I'm using all kinds of data, and I'm minimizing, I'm whatabouting, I'm scorekeeping, all these different things. I got high ground already because this isn't a problem for me or whatever. And it's like you look at it as, wait, I still have to embrace the discomfort of actually dealing with this. And this is where I love the beauty and sophistication of a marriage is we're both usually around the same level in our ability to handle conflict.
Yeah.
Which usually means we both kind of suck at it mm-hmm. on the really big issues. So it's a chance for both of us to handle ourselves better.
Yeah.
And when you can each settle yourself down, then you get one step further. And then the next time's one step further. And lo and behold, you can start to get where you get two or three, four steps each interaction you have. And then you start both aligning to these gridlock things so much differently, which minimizes, shrinks the impact of that gridlock on you.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it go away necessarily, but it still is all built on the fact of how am I looking for my role and the way I exit these things. And then my repair, my fix is confront myself about those and then lean into that discomfort and see what ground you gain.
Mm-hmm.
That's our wish for everybody for this Christmas season is gain some ground as it comes to how you face your marriage and your tension and all the issues that we all try to avoid far too much. And we don't even realize how we're avoiding them.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully this has been fun. So jump on the platform and tell us what you see too.
Go through all the list because obviously we didn't cover everything, but what stands out to you?
Yeah, the list will be posted and see where is it meddling with you? Because when we were kind of prepping through this, we both were like, ooh, oh, that's a...
I wasn't making those noises.
Now, if I remember, I'm not gonna moralize it. All right. Well, this has been Sexy Marriage Radio. If we left something undone, let us know. 214-702-9565 or feedback@sexymarriageradio.com. So however you took some time out to spend with us, thanks. And we'll see you next time.